This is Dr. Roland M. Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient is Cheryl, A-C-E-R-O, first name Mary, M-A-R-Y, date of birth, April 15, 1978, date of the evaluation, March 10th, correction, February 10th, 2025. She complains, leg and feet swelling. Yeah. The patient is a 46-year-old female that has been up in death and failure. It was classified approximately 2 years ago. She was told that she required intracoronary angiogram, period. She stated that she did not show up for the evaluation as she was afraid. And she more recently noted 3 weeks of lower extremity swelling, period. She assured rather minimal activity, period. She states that she sometimes did have shortness of breath and went just from walking to her refrigerator, period. She reports occasional chest pain and exertion. Her past medical history includes one, congestive heart failure, maximum hypertension, maximum anemia, past ability to unremarkable, medication, intestinal 24/26, one daily, correction one BID, 12 statin, 40 milligrams one daily, a ritalol 3.125 milligrams on BID, furosemide 40 milligrams one daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams one HS, lisinopril 3.5 and no dose, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams one TID. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, grandmother, and had cancer, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. She used marijuana in her teenage years, but has not used marijuana since that time. She knows prior alcohol use in the yield system, constitutional, the board fatigue, and weight gain, and she has itching. Period. Five, she has impaired vision, wears glasses. No, she has blindness and bleeding. Neck, she has stiffness and pain. Respiratory, she has cough and breathing. Cardiac, she has chest pain and edema and palpitations as noted. Genital urinary, she has history of pain. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse joint pain, stiffness and redness. Neurologic, she has headache, dizziness, and trauma. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, thoughts of suicide, emotional instability, and delusions. She was seriously on medications, period. Endocrine, she reports cold intolerance. Physical examination, blood pressure 111/72, cold rate 118, respiratory rate 20, height 6.4 inches, weight 179 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and no acute stress period. The data we need, ECG demonstrates sinus tachycardia 100 beats per minute, period, there's a baffled axis, period, there's non-specific, period, abnormality, period. The impression, one, suggests the heart failure, next number, now.
Yeah.
Next number, history of color peace. Next number, arthritis of the spine. Plan, echocardiogram. PCBC, 1020, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, CPK, period. Well, whether discontinued like clinical, period. Discontinued furosemide, period. Start and transfer, 24/1. First, direction start and transfer, 24/26. 1 POBID, Carvedilol. 3.125 milligrams POBID number 180. Jardiance 10 milligrams 1 PO daily number 90. Dumex 2 milligrams POBID. I will see her in 4 weeks for FBI and sign Dr. Rawlinson 30.
Thank you.